This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. All of us experience needs at different times, pains, illnesses, financial relationship needs. But let's take a healing need for the moment. How would you work on a healing need? How would you desire to have a healing need take place in your life? There's only one way that we can bring about a healing need in our life, and that is to see the situation not there anymore. See us whole and perfect. See us experiencing the divine that's within us. Now, it doesn't matter what the condition may be. It doesn't matter what the illness may be. It could be very severe, and it could be very minor. It doesn't really make any difference. It's all a matter of what thoughts we keep in our consciousness. What thoughts do I keep in my consciousness? That's the thought that I'm experiencing in my life. When I allow myself to dwell upon any particular condition that I'm experiencing, then I'm empowering that condition to continue and to get worse. And for me to empower something to be in my life that I don't want, and to give it the power to get even worse, would seem to be very, very strange. Would seem to be very, very contrary to my highest and best, to what I would normally and really want for myself. But I have to make the decision. I have to make the decision that even when I take an aspirin to get rid of a headache or something like that, am I getting rid of the headache? Am I taking an aspirin? Or am I saying I'm whole and perfect? And I take the aspirin, and the headache goes away, and I say, oh, I spoke my word, I'm whole and perfect. So the aspirin went away, so the headache went away. Or I pinched my lip, my upper lip, right under my nose. I hold it for about, maybe 30, 40 seconds, and then the headache goes away. Or I see my mind, my body, my affairs, my brain, all functioning in perfect harmony, all in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and then I don't have those conditions. I don't have those circumstances. I will have those circumstances, though, every moment that I give them attention. You say, well, if you're experiencing something that's quite obvious, like a broken leg, how are you going to ignore it? Oh, I didn't say ignore it. I said, see the leg whole and perfect. Whatever you may do, if you go to the doctor and have an operation on it, if you go to the doctor and have it straightened or put into place, if you have a splint on it, or if you have any sort of a cast on your leg, that your leg is healing during that time, you think only about a whole and perfect leg. I have a whole and perfect leg under that cast. I have a whole and perfect leg. My legs are all whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, the appearance may be very obvious. The appearance may be very, very definite and bringing itself to our attention very strongly. That's okay. What we do, however, is to see it as perfect, to see it as healed, to see it as whole, to see it as in divine right order now. That's a difficult thing to do. But everyone who experiences wholeness forgets the illness. Just as we can so easily forget a pain if some great experience happens in our life that excites us for a moment, we completely forget about it. Well, if we can forget about it for a moment, we can forget about it permanently. If we can forget about any condition in our life for just a few minutes as we think of something else, then perhaps that's telling us a very good story. Think of something else. Get excited about other areas in your life rather than the area for a need for healing. Get excited in the areas of your life where you are whole and perfect, where you are experiencing joy, harmony, peace, love, happiness, and all the desirable things that you could ever have in your heart. Yes, it means we have to change our way of thinking from what we're used to doing. We're used to giving attention to those things that we don't want. And now let's give attention to those things that we do want and watch them take place. Give attention to love in your life and watch it take place. Give attention to wholeness. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Give your attention to wholeness. That is your only way of thinking, and watch it appear in your life. Give your attention to brilliance and watch it appear in your life. Give your attention to the divine you and watch it reveal itself in your life. I see you now, whole and perfect. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. If you'd like to call us and talk to a counselor or practitioner, call 1-888-463-8654. 1-888-463-8654. And tell the practitioner, I'm whole and perfect. Tell them what it is that you are putting the cause in motion to accomplish in your life. I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And the counselor will say, hey, I am with you. And the practitioner will say, it is done. Your choice. You know what to ask for. Now ask for it. I see you this day, whole and perfect, now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.